Everyone knows about the dinosaurs. They were huge reptiles that roamed the Earth for millions of years, and then suddenly went completely extinct 65 million years ago, right? More or less. Scientists and experts have more precise definitions than the average person on the street. Not every large, ancient, reptilian-looking thing is a dinosaur. The scientific definition is rather complex, but to put it in layman's terms, the dinosaurs were land-dwelling, egg-laying reptiles, which can be distinguished from the other ancient reptiles, such as crocodiles, by a handful of anatomical quirks. Chief among these is posture. Crocodiles have legs that go out sideways from their bodies, whereas dinosaurs' legs go straight down. Dinosaurs can be broken down into different groups. There are the three-toed theropods, like the Tyrannosaurus rex, the sauropods, like the Brachiosaurus, with their enormous size and long necks, and the ceropods, like the Triceratops, which are known for their armored and horned heads. Another important definition was mentioned before, land-dwelling. Dinosaurs lived on land. They did not fly. Pterosaurs are not considered dinosaurs. And they did not swim. The actual scientific definition is rather complex and relies on small anatomical details on the skeletons to precisely define which ancient reptile can hang out in the dinosaur clubhouse. Another point is that technically, dinosaurs are not completely extinct. Birds are descended from dinosaurs. The extinction event 65 million years ago did wipe out most of the dinosaurs, particularly the largest of them, but some survived, eventually evolving into birds. This theory is quite recent and was made possible by the discovery of new fossils in new places such as China and South America, and the re-examination of already discovered fossils using new methods. So, dinosaurs are not just huge, scaly things with big teeth that disappeared millions of years ago. They walk and now fly among us.